Doctor Who, The Invasion of the Daleks, written by Matthew Capelke, based on a story by Terry Nation, Part 2.
Don't worry, miss, it's going to be all right. We'll get your friend out of there. What?
The room's empty. The doctor's gone.
All right, men. Search the area. Tell me if you find anything. Young lady, if this has been some sort of a hoax, you're going to be in serious trouble. We've got more than we can handle without rats like you playing practical jokes.
I'm telling you, the doctor was in this room when I last saw him. I'm not lying.
You can clearly see that there's no way out down there, sir. The roof has collapsed and the tunnel's totally blocked.
All right, Lieutenant. Take the men back up the street level.
Yes, sir.
You know you could be charged by the police for causing a public mischief.
Wait a minute. We were down here. The two of us. Honestly.
Don't make it worse by telling lies. There are only two entrances. You couldn't have possibly been in here.
Hold on. Look. Look at this. It's the doctor's torch. He must have dropped it.
That doesn't prove anything. It may well have been down here for years.
Look at the handle. It's got an inscription on it. To the doctor for all his years of friendship, Irvin Chronotis.
The doctor? You don't mean the doctor. You'd better tell me the whole story.
Well, the doctor and I were at a jazz concert, and we came back here to catch a train to go back to the TARDIS. The bomb exploded while we were still on the platform, and we had to try and find another way out. We found this tunnel, and the doctor opened that door with his sonic screwdriver.
Yes, I've heard of that little trinket of his.
Then we couldn't believe our eyes. Standing right in front of us were four Daleks.
Daleks? You saw Daleks down here?
Yes.
Then why didn't you tell me before?
I didn't think you'd believe me.
They're attractive. They certainly could have been made by Daleks.
Oh, excuse me. Colonel, I think I've found something.
What's that?
I don't know. I just found it in my pocket. But I've never seen it before. Do you know what it is?
Actually, I do. I've seen one before. It's a Dalek message plate. It's obvious now where the Daleks are, Hugo. They presumed you'd find this plate and take it to somebody in authority. Unless I'm very much mistaken, this contains an ultimatum from the Daleks. It will have to be dealt with at top brass level. Come on.
What about the doctor? He's down here somewhere. Aren't we going to search for him?
At the moment, the important thing is to find out what the Daleks are demanding. And I must tell you frankly that unless we can get the authority to agree to their terms, I don't think the doctor has a chance in a million of getting out of this one alive.
You will step onto the transmat platform.
Very well, but I would like to know where we are going.
You are being taken back to our shuttlecraft. The Emperor wishes to speak with you.
Your Emperor, hmm? I wonder, could that be... Right, no need to get grumpy.
Activate the transmat.
Come on, miss. We have an emergency meeting at the Ministry of Defense building.
Cool.
Welcome, Doctor. I was surprised when my Daleks reported they had captured you.
And it's nice to see you too, Davros. What are you doing here anyway?
1 week ago, this Dalek cruiser was involved in an intense battle near this system. The ship's engine was severely damaged, as was the communications equipment. We managed to make landfall on Earth before the engines died. We cannot summon assistance from my Dalek convoy. We need replacement engine parts.
What does all this have to do with me?
Your companion has been instructed to bring the parts to us. Unless the Earth creatures agree to our terms, you and half of London will be exterminated.
How do you propose to do that?
My Daleks have placed neutronic charges throughout the London Underground. This morning's explosion was just a test of Dalek power to show the British government that the Daleks mean business.
Sorry that the trip took so long, sir. Picard needs to go in for a service.
Well, go and see to it then. Unreliable transport is the last thing we need at a time like this.
Sir.
Just wait here, please, miss. I'll go and see if the minister is ready for you. Come on in. We're ready to debrief you. Prime Minister, this is the young lady from Green Park.
Pleased to meet you, miss.
Richards, sir. Chloe Richards.
Ah, very good. Well now, to be perfectly honest and frank, Miss Richards, we need your help. Colonel Trent will tell you the whole story.
On Friday night, military radar picked up a UFO, an unidentified flying object. It was tracked for a while and seen to be approaching London. Then, we lost it. Now, thanks to you, we know it was a Dalek spacecraft. This Dalek message plate you found confirms it. Do you know how it works?
No, but I suppose you do.
Ah, of course. Clever, isn't it? By placing my finger on a certain part of this plate, it acts rather like a stylus on a record. I won't bore you with the whole message. What it comes down to is this. The Dalek spacecraft has run into mechanical trouble, and they need vital parts to get back into space.
What were you saying to your driver about unreliable transport?
Quite. And just now, you heard what will happen if we don't supply the parts.
Couldn't you just drop a bomb on them?
No. For one thing, they are holding the Doctor hostage. And for another, we don't have the faintest idea where the Dalek ship is hidden.
But what can I do to help?
The Daleks insist that you act as their liaison, the go-between. Perhaps they'll recognise you. Whatever the reason, they'll make contact with no one but you. To be fair, I must warn you that the situation is highly dangerous. So dangerous that I've ordered the complete evacuation of this part of London. Westminster, Victoria, St. James. By dawn, there'll be not a single person left. Well, what do you say? Will you take the risk and help us?
What do you want me to do?
Now it is time to start the countdown.
You can't go through with this, Davros. I will give you safe passage back to your convoy. Just don't start the countdown. This is needless destruction.
It's too late, Doctor. Start the countdown.
I obey.
The Earth creatures have exactly 100 seconds left in which to agree. Activate the scanner screen. Show me the meeting place.
I obey.
There is no sign of contact with the Earth creatures. Prime the detonator for first neutron explosion.
I obey.
Doctor, you had better pray that the Earth creatures listen to my terms, for if not, they will all be exterminated.
Come on, Chloe. Come on.
You better get started. You're quite clear on what you have to do.
Couldn't someone come with me?
No. The Daleks will only make contact with you. They specified you were to be alone. You'll be alright. Come on, off you go. Good luck.
Bye.
Ten seconds to go. Come on, Chloe, hurry up.
Prepare to detonate.
I obey. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Detonate!
Doctor Who, The Invasion of the Daleks. Written by Matthew Kapelke. Based on a story by Terry Nation. Part 2 of 3. Starring Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor. Lorna Hill as Chloe Richards. Mark Jones as the driver, David Hutchinson as the Daleks and Davros, Jeff Kelly as the Prime Minister, Scott Marshall as Colonel Trent, and Vitold Teats as Lieutenant Andrews. Production, additional script by David Hutchinson, Vitold Teats and Scott Marshall, recording arranged by Matthew Kapelke. Title music by Ron Grainer, arranged by Dominic Glynn. Incidental music by Malcolm Clark, editing and special sound by Matthew Kapelke. Produced and directed by Matthew Kapelke. Adaptation, copyright 1998, Back to Reality Productions.